Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm always trying to make a song to everything. Not everything needs my song. Happy Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay, let's get serious. Uh-oh, if it lets me. Ooh. Okay, put on a headset. Wait a minute, let's jam out a little bit more. Hold on. Okay, it's telling me to get serious. Let me put something else on and we'll get ready. We'll get ready to talk about the most romantic signs at Valentine's. The most romantic signs. What are the most romantic signs at Valentine's? Right? Well, I'm going to tell you who or what signs I think are the most romantic signs this year, right now. Right now we have Venus at 28 degrees of Capricorn and we have Mars at 1 degree of Aquarius. Basically, Venus and Mars are conjunct. Anytime Venus and Mars are conjunct, it's always good. But the crazy thing is that they're conjunct in different signs right now on Valentine's Day. And so it may have come out a little bit different, a little bit weird in some way, but there's a lot of emphasis here at that point because we also have Pluto at 0 degrees, almost 1 degree of Aquarius. So we've got Mars at 1 degree of Aquarius, we got Pluto at 0 degrees of Aquarius, and we've got Venus at 28 degrees of Capricorn, and they're all conjunct, every single one. So we've got Mars and Venus and Pluto. I think is a very powerful romantic time for some signs. Now, what signs do I personally think are going to have a romantic day? Well, the moon today is actually opposing all of that. The moon today, right now anyway, is at 7 degrees of Taurus, but it would have been at the early degrees of Taurus earlier, making a square basically to Pluto and Mars and even Venus, even though it's in Capricorn. So I feel like right now we've got the moon, it's trine Saturn. The moon is also quickly approaching a conjunction to Jupiter. So look, it's 8 o'clock here in Seattle. That means it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. If you're in America, it's not over. It's not over until it's over. If you have not had your romantic moment and you happen to be, let's say, a Taurus, a Capricorn, even a Virgo, even a Cancer or a Pisces, I especially see this for Pisces. And why? Because Saturn is at 8 degrees of Pisces, which means it's sextile the moon. Saturn, I think some people are getting engaged tonight. That's commitment. Saturn in the moon, and the moon always rules the women. This is about love. I think some people are getting engaged. I think that this, Valentine's Day is a day known for engagement. Basically, Jupiter and Saturn are sextile, and the moon and Jupiter are conjunct. This is very good for committing. Very good. I've already pulled out my cards. Can you hear me shuffling? I'm actually going to do the signs, and I'm going to start with the lovely sign of Aquarius, since we're in Aquarius season. And I just want to tell, I'm not going to pull a bunch of cards. I'm just going to tell a story. And the card that fell, I can't believe it. We're just going to tell this story. Oh, Aquarius. Aquarius. That's who's going to have a romantic. That's who I think had a romantic day today is Aquarius. I think you did. I think Aquarius had a romantic day. Maybe some Libras, maybe even some Geminis. Because, you know, with that, with those trining, all of that Aquarius, it would have probably been a decent day for some. So I'm just pulling a few cards. I'm going to pull a 10 spread for Aquarius because it's Aquarius season. The others might get a 5 spread or some other special spread I'm doing in my head. But we're going to go ahead and do this for Aquarius. And I'm very interested now. First of all, I've got Aquarius in my first house. And so I'm very nosy to know what the cards want to tell Aquarius. But, I've got my Mercury and Saturn in Aquarius, and it is Aquarius season. And so I really want to know. We just need a couple more cards, you guys, and then we're going to go right into Aquarius. And we're going to tell Aquarius what we want to tell them. Okay, let me put this here. Otherwise, they might fall. And let me go ahead and I'm going to change up the music once again, just so, you know, when I'm reading it, I want a whole different vibe. Let's see what vibe we got here. So the first card I got for the sign of Aquarius is, I'm just going to cut the music down just a wee bit here. The first sign we got was the Seven of Pentacles. Seven of Pentacles. I don't know if it's showing. There it is. I'll just put it over my face. Seven of Pentacles. Seven of Pentacles. And you know, even in this picture, if you look at it closely, it's like he's growing. You only see a little bit above the dirt, like above the ground. You can't really see everything that's going on below the surface here. But I feel like below the surface, things are growing. Things are growing pretty rapidly, I think, for Aquarius. And I think it's in love. I told you. Didn't I tell you, Aquarius? This is I just felt like if anyone was going to have any kind of love today, it would be somebody with Aquarius, or something like that. And sure enough, it popped right up there as the second card crossing that Seven of Pentacles. I think love wants to grow. Now, whether or not you allowed love to grow, you did anything to have love grow, that's on you. Like, I hope you did something that encouraged love to grow, but it wants to grow. The issue I see is that there's a Five of Swords. I just feel like there's a whole lot of head stuff going on in your head, right? You may be so much in your head, you miss it. You might miss it all. Just thinking, overthinking, overanalyzing. And you might even be in a place where you're like, when pigs fly. Oh no, I used up all my energy on my phone. I hope you guys can still see me. I know I don't have any light and it's dark. So I hope you can still see me. I'm still here. I just lost my light. Oh, well. I tried. I really tried. But it feels like it got hot. And yeah, I'm down to like 30% on my phone. So let's just see if we can get through Aquarius. I'm so sorry. This happened. I might have to come back again. Anyway, we did get the Strength card, which is lust. I'm telling you, Aquarius, you're the one with the passion. Aquarius is the one that's got the love coming. Aquarius, you've got love and passion coming. I think that's awesome. I think you just have to look forward, Seven of Swords. You know, you might be in that process of looking for, and quote, the one. You might not have had a date. You might be in the process of getting a date or getting this together, but I feel like you're searching for it. I feel like you're trying to find a way to have this partnership. If you don't already have it, I think you might be learning a new way of doing things, and it might be that your work or study or something might have prevented you from really taking advantage of the beauty of this day. You might have just been busy and missed a lot of the potential that you had for this day. So that could be it. There's a Queen of Cups right here, Aquarius. So, you know, there is, I feel like, an emotional connection that could be made if you can connect with this Queen of Cups, or if you're the Queen of Cups, if you're emotion, right? maybe emotion with a female. I sense that you could have that. And also, I think a commitment. Again, I'm sensing some people are getting married today. And this Hierophant is pointing that out. It might even be you, Aquarius. The only thing I think that might be keeping Aquarius from doing something like that is money. Five of Pentacles. Like, some Aquariuses are really kind of in their heads about money. I just sense that. And maybe you've had a rough time when it comes to money. And so it's just not feeling, you know, it's funny. You got two cards here of two different cards. Now, this first set, two fives. Two fives is indication that, you know, there'll be days like this. Like, it's just not a good day. There'll be days like this. It's just not what you expected it. There might have been some arguing. There might have been some disagreements, something like that. But on top of that, you got two sevens. And this tells me no matter how bad this day started, you're protected. God, the angels, your guardian angels, all of that, they're protecting you. You're meant to be in a position of safety. And I think good things are coming. You have both the Page of Cups and the Queen of Cups. This is like when pigs fly, like any miracle could happen. Look, it's like 11:16. Even if you're on the East Coast and you had a bad Valentine's, go put your coat on, go out somewhere, go to a club. A miracle could happen. I'm just saying it could happen. Because you've got here three major arcana, and your major arcana is the Lovers, the Strength, and the Hierophant. That is love. At least some kind of commitment or thought about it or decision about it. The Strength card, which is passion, and the Hierophant, which is commitment. We're talking about romance here. Those are great signs to get. I mean, great cards to get. So let's see, on the bottom of the deck for Aquarius, Five of Cups. That is three fives. You are just not emotionally, I think you missed it. I think now I could be wrong. I mean, it might have just been that you needed to heal, but I think that some Aquariuses were so deep into the fives and how this day went. This is right in my eye. I'm trying to get it, you guys. I'm so sorry. It's right on my eyelash. Okay, so I think some Aquariuses might have missed it because, you know, the day might have been stressful. They might have gotten into an argument or something like that, and it just messed up the day. Now, hopefully, like I said, the day's not over. Go out and try to make the most of this day and see if you can drum up a little love in your life. That's so wrong. But why not? I mean, if you've got the energy to do it, why not do it? Go have fun. And don't let this day, this might have not been your best day. You know, it's funny because we have so many expectations for Valentine's Day. And then when it gets here and it doesn't give us what we hoped and dreamed for, so Aquarius, you know, we get disappointed because our hopes and dreams weren't met. And we just feel let down. So I hope that's not the case for you. I hope you're not feeling down. And I hope you make the best of every second of Valentine's Day. And I hope that you put some romance, Aquarius, the Mr. Spock sign, into Valentine's this year. I feel like if you make an effort or if you have made an effort, then something good is going to come for you, okay? Much love, Aquarius. Much love to you. Now, we're going to go into the sign of Pisces. Let's see what these cards want to tell the sign of Pisces. What is going on for Pisces? Let's see if I can put another song on. Well, I look at Pisces. What's this here? Let's look at Pisces. And you guys, you may not be used to me. I don't know if you are used to me doing my readings or how I work. But, you know, I'm a little older. So I work according to my energy level. And when my energy is gone, I'm gone. So if I should lose any energy during the course of this, I will end things. And I may not do all the signs. Just know that. Thing is still in my eye. Okay. So, but if I am able to do it, I will. Okay. So let's see what we're telling the sign of Pisces. And get out of my eye. Okay. Oh man, a bunch of cards came and I think I'm keeping them because One, I feel like they wanted to be here. So let's see what we're telling Pisces. Four, five, six, seven. Okay, looks like I'm doing a 10 spread for Pisces too. I just want to know. And my progress sun is in Pisces, so I really want to know. Pisces. Yeah. We got two cards at the end there. Okay, Pisces, your first card. I think this is about you having some fire. We've got the nine of what? Where is it? Nine of wands. Like, bring the passion, bring the fire, bring the desire, bring the plan of action. Like, do you have a plan of action? Do you have a passion that you're pursuing? What is it? Bring that fire, bring that goal. Do your research. Maybe you're doing some research on what it is that you need to bring this passion, this goal toward. And, you know, the funny thing is, it's about communication. You could be talking or communicating to a Gemini, a Libra, an Aquarius, maybe. Or you could be talking to, or they could be talking to you. Look, King of Cups, that could be you, Pisces. Or it could be that, you know, it's a lot of emotion. Pisces, you might be very emotional and really pursuing what it is you want. That could be a Queen of Pentacles, which is a Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo. And I could see some Pisces with a Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo. That could be, or it could just be about money and how that might affect your romance, because that's possible. And you got the Ace of Pentacles next. You know, a lot of times, the funny thing, and a lot of people don't talk about this, one of the reasons some people don't celebrate Valentine's Day is they just don't have the money. And if you're somebody who's struggling with your finances, you know, it might be a little something to come up with the $100 or $200 or $300 it takes to have a decent Valentine's dinner. And that could be some of the issues going on. And I think some Pisces are worried about it. Look at that, Five of Swords. I think this could be part of the issue. It's, I think with the Nine of Wands as your first cup and the King of Swords as your second cup, I think you're supposed to find creative, intellectual ways to get over whatever this financial hump is. But I do sense that some Pisces have this financial hump and you're holding on to your money for dear life. Look at that. Four Pentacles in the current position. It's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. And I think the money has not been where you wanted it to be, and that could be affecting your Valentine's. Knight of Pentacles again with the money. You're going off to find the money. You might have to work tonight too, and nothing could put a damper into like romance than having to work on Valentine's Day. Yeah, look at that. You're just getting some rest and sleep, and you know, healing. You might just need to heal. Here's that Ace of Swords right after that. I think you've got all the potential to have a victory, but I just sense that you're healing maybe, or making a plan of action to do something, but you might not have made it yet because it ends on the Hangman. And I just feel like that's what it is. I feel like, yeah, you had these ideas, these dreams, but I don't know if you actually put them into motion. I don't know. I sense that you might not have put them into motion. But the potential is there, right? The potential to put things into motion is there. But, you know, did you do it? No. And, you know, here's the funny thing. It's funny because when I look at these cards, it just comes to me, right? First of all, you had two fours. And I'm trying to remember two fours. I swear it just means there is the potential for a relationship, but it's just not there yet. You haven't built it yet. It hasn't started yet. It could be at the beginning stages. I feel like whether you're a female or a male, men will help you with your romance. They got two kings. I feel like men are going to have the solutions, the answers that you need. And you also had two aces. Again, I feel like you could be successful. Maybe you're working on some new business venture. You just didn't get a chance to put all your energy into doing anything for Valentine's. So that could be it. The only major arcana, Pisces, was the Hangman. talk about, like I said, you have this idea, but I don't think you put anything into motion. You don't put anything to action. No. So that could be part of it. On the bottom of the deck, yeah, 10 of Wands, working hard. I think you're working. I feel like you had a lot of work, and that might have affected whatever plans you might have had or could have had for Valentine's Day. And that happens, you know, that happens. The good thing is you had two aces, and I hope that you do find some success no matter what happened on Valentine's Day, okay? Make a plan of action to get some romance in your life, okay, Pisces? So let's see what we're going to tell the sign of Aries. Aries, because that's the next sign. I'm going to do Aries. So far, it looks like Aquarius is the most romantic Valentine sign. I mean, so far, the potential for Aquarius for a romance is very, very strong. And I feel like they are the ones to watch. Let's see what we're going to tell the sign of Aries. And by the way, I may not be doing 10 spreads for the other signs because, you know, like I said about energy, right? I'm just going to do five. We just got five. So this is what I see for Aries. Aries, you had the Queen of Cups first. I feel like some Aries were ready for love. Queen of Cups, I mean, she's emotional. She loves love. Queen of Cups loves love. She was probably waiting, okay? And you had the Nine of Cups right after that. Yeah. Love. Okay, Aries. I feel like some Aries might have got some love on. Aries, right? I feel like if you didn't, I feel like you could have success for any love that you tried to start today or did start today. Seven of Pentacles, you're another one that's growing. You can't see a lot of it. It's under the ground, so you can't really see it. Oh, and you might be in your head if things didn't go out, you know, in the way you wanted them. Nine of Swords is being in a really bad place, like mentally. And like if you mentally can't see yourself having a good Valentine's, it's going to be hard to have one. And that might have been what happened. Also, work might have been a problem. Eight of Pentacles, either study or work or some kind of commitment that might have really interfered with you having the best Valentine's Day that you could have had. I see the Knight of Pentacles. Maybe you were walking off to get that money. I think some Aries were working hard to make money. And ain't nothing wrong with making money, even on Valentine's Day. And I feel like that's what happened. I feel like you had two nines in this reading, by the way. Like two nines is really good. I feel like something good is coming your way. Okay. You might not feel it yet, but something good is coming with those two nines. I feel like you've got you know, you're like at the right place at the right time for something good to come. And so especially if it was work. I just sense it's more work, but maybe you meet someone at work or your job. Or again, I just sense it's the right place, the right time. And if when at the right place in the right time, something good could happen. Okay. So let's see what we're going to tell the next sign. And the next sign is the sign of Taurus. Let's see what we're going to tell Taurus, because Taurus is ruled by Venus, and I want to see if Taurus had a romantic Venus day. Did you, Taurus? What you have? Other one starts out with the same card. Uh-oh, I think Taurus had a good day. Let's see. It's two, three, four, five. Okay, I'm ending it right there. Taurus, you're another one. I feel like it's about the passion and the fire. Like, look, no matter what day it is, if you ain't got the energy, the passion, the fire, or a plan of action to take advantage of it, it's going to be hard. But I sense you did, because you had the Knight of Cups right after this. This is some Taurus is really making that offer. Maybe you got an offer. Maybe someone asked you to be their Valentine's if you didn't ask them to be your Valentine's. But I do sense that if something like that happened, it was something you really wanted to happen. Look at that King of Cups right after the Knight of Cups. Ooh, Taurus, I'm sensing Taurus had a romantic day. Oh, wait, I take it back. Somebody fighting. There's somebody jealous. Ooh, Taurus. I think Tauruses might have had a romantic day. I think Tauruses might have had a couple of choices, even. I think some people are jealous over the day that Taurus is having or has had. But no matter what, Taurus, don't let nobody rain on your parade because you end it with the sun. You win, Taurus. You win. Of course, Taurus has got the most romantic day. Oh, but maybe not. The Five of Swords, you're in your head. I think you have the potential to win with the Ace of Pentacles right after that. I think you have the potential to win, but the only way you will win is if you have stuck to that desire to do something romantic with your partner and stayed out of your head. Because you had in this reading, because it's only so many things, right? In this reading, but you had two fives. Which tells me there will be days like this, which tells me that it wasn't one of the best days. Okay, so especially since we're in Aquarius season and you're a Taurus, but the moon wasn't Taurus, remember? But you only have one major arcana and it's the sun. And I know when I see the sun, I see success and I see victory. So whatever you put your energy into is going to end in victory. Just remember that, okay? Just put your energy into what it is you want. And if it's romance, put it into that romance, Taurus. I see something good coming if you do. So let's see what we're going to tell the sign of Gemini. What are we telling Geminis? We are going kind of quickly now because, like I said, I kind of tend to run out of energy and I want to make sure I get to as many people and get to as many signs as I can before I actually run out of energy. We really don't want that, right? We really want to get to all the signs. And I really want to get to Capricorn because I'm a Capricorn. So I would like to finish this and get there. That's the goal right now. So let's see what we're telling Geminis. Gemini is not cooperating. So Gemini. It's just not. I only need five cards and it is fighting me on every one. Okay, let's see what we can get, Gemini. Let's do this, Gems. Two more. Give me two more, Gemini. It popped right out. Okay. Gemini, one more. At least one more. And it gave me, wow. I'm taking them. It gave me four more cards. I might as well give it 10. And it sure enough did. It's your, maybe let's see, it might even be more. You just ended up with more cards than everybody, Gemini. I can't believe it. Wait. Yo, no, it's a 10 spread. It's exactly. Gemini was like, forget you. I want my 10 spread. Okay, so Gemini, your first card, the Emperor. So, Gemini, you could be dealing with an Aries. You could have Aries rising, Aries moon. It could just be that it's about you taking, like, you're the one who has to take action. Like, okay, let me give you an example. Both men and women tend to do this. I know as a woman, I definitely, this hair is. Why do you have to be in my face? Okay, I'm so sorry. But I know I tend to wait for someone to approach me. Like I am not the approacher. You know what I'm saying? Some people are the approacher and then some people are not. And they're saying in this case, Gemini, you should be the approacher. You should be the one to take the action. Don't just sit around and imagine what you want to be to a wand, imagining how great it could be, imagining going to that club, imagining dancing and kissing. You're sitting around worried about things. You might be worried because of the money. You might be just imagining things because you might feel like, I don't got the money to take girlfriend to the club and pay $300 a night. And look, this is the fool is saying, I don't know what it is that you're doing, but you need to get off your butt and do it. You need to take a, you know, action. Look, the Emperor as the first card was action too. And you got the Fool, that's two Aries cards. Take action, Gemini. Might be dealing with an Aries. Also, Ace of Wands here. Like I said, you might be dealing with an Aries, but this is success. This is creativity. You could be creative on how you do Valentine's. Maybe it'll be a $25 date at Applebee's or something, or at your house. You order in some pizza. It doesn't matter. You can take the creative way of doing that. And this is the Queen of Swords using the mental mind to get things done. But also the Queen of Swords might be cutting things off. That's you, Gemini. You might have just decided you weren't doing anything tonight because of whatever reason. Or you might just decide to cut things off suddenly with somebody after a night out with them for whatever reason. Again, I'm seeing the Seven of Pentacles. This has been popping up all night on almost every reading. And that is like things are growing beneath the surface. We can't actually see them. There might be some love under the surface, something bubbling that you know that you might not even be aware of it, or it might just be budding, so you haven't gotten there. But again, you're another one. I feel like it's the money. Four of Pentacles. It's just about the money. I feel like you have held back on whatever you might have been able to potentially do on Valentine's because of money. And I feel like also it's about moving away from stuff mentally. Like you might be stuck. Let's say you have someone and you've been with that somebody, but money's not good. The relationship, you're ready to cut them off. I don't know. You've been having some issues and you just feel like, I'm just moving away from that. I'm not even going to do nothing with them. I feel like if you really want to save that relationship, I hope you find a creative way to save the relationship instead of not. Okay, because it ends on the Six of Wands. This is a victory card. This is like showing off, Gemini. So I hope you showed off. I hope you showed up. I hope you showed off. I hope you made whoever is your person feel like they are the most important person in the world. In the world. And that you put 100% of your energy and your effort into making that person feel like they are the most important in the world. I feel like you may, two sixes, it might not be, a really deep relationship yet. And so maybe that could be part of it. Sometimes it's weird when you're not sure what direction it's going to go. Like, is this going to be good? Is this going to be my one? Or, is this just, a fling? Is this just a booty call? It sounds bad. But, with the Queen of Swords in there, you might be even thinking about cutting something off. No matter what, you only had two major arcana, the Emperor and the Fool. That is about taking action. And the Ace of Wands, it's all about action. So I hope you took action, Gemini, and got things done. But I think you would have been too much in your head. Five of Swords on the bottom of the deck. I think you're too much in your head. I think that's what happened for a lot of Geminis today. And they missed the opportunity because they didn't take action. They got stuck in their head. So I hope I'm wrong. And I would love for you Geminis to tell me I'm wrong and tell me what a romantic day you had. But I'm just saying, I just sense that. Okay, that's what I sense. Now let's see what we're going to tell the next sign. And that is, whoo, I'm getting sweaty. The sign, I might have to take a break. Just saying. Just have pause. Let me see. It does. I hit. Hello. So I am back. I had to take a brief break there and a little something because it was just weird. Okay, so let's progress on to our next sign, which I believe is, did I do Cancer? I think I did Cancer. I hope I did Cancer. I'm gonna do Leo, and if I didn't do Cancer, when I do Capricorn, maybe I'll do an extra Cancer just to make sure I did Cancer. You know what I mean? Can't remember. We're doing the sign of Leo. Leo. Gonna pull at least five cards. Not promising to 10 spreads, but if they come up, they come up. So that's the way I do it. And I like to do poppers. Like that. I like the because to me that's what, yeah, that's what wants to come out. Oh yeah, I'm stopping. Should I go any further? Leo. I had to go to attend prayer because I couldn't. Sometimes my conscience won't let me. I left it there. Y'all would have been so mad. Leos would have been like, girl, you know you should not have stopped there. So this is what we're doing for Leo. Hold on a second. Now my light might go out because I got a jerry rig, but I don't know how long it's gonna last. So let's do this really quick for Leo. But you start with the judgment, Leo. It starts right out with the judgment, right? Yeah, there it is. Yeah. And you know, the judgment tells me that it's the end of something. You're going through the end of something. Of course, the decision's being made, and it's just that it's the end of this thing. Of whatever it is, the decision either has to be made, or it has been made, or it will be made. You got the Page of Pentacles, Page of Pentacles. I think it has to do with money, and I think it's about you getting some kind of communication, maybe a letter, maybe a telephone call, maybe you've got a meeting. It's something like that, but that might have to do with money. And look, I'm telling you, right after that, you got the Queen of Pentacles in reverse. And I don't like to do reversals, but it popped up reverse. So it's about the money. It's about you and not having success with this money, whatever this might be. I mean, I maybe you're aware of it. I don't know. I see here with the judgment, you know, or the judgment. It started with the judgment, but now you got the emperor. The emperor is saying that you have to take leadership, responsibility. Make a decision. It has to get done. And it's kind of telling you that with the emperor there. Maybe it's already happening, but then there was a tower. Like, I'm telling you, it has something to do with your money. The Queen of Pentacles was in reverse. I mean, you could know a Capricorn, and you might be dealing with a Capricorn, Leo, I don't know, but the Queen of Pentacles is in reverse. And you also got the tower right after that. And here's the Page of Cups. I mean, it's like when pigs fly, right? Something went, some maybe somebody pulled the wool over your eyes. I mean, it started with the judgment. Like, this is over. Whatever it is, the judgment on it is, that's it. Okay. But it wasn't pleasant. You didn't have a pleasant experience here, especially if it has to do with money or maybe a female that might have messed with your money. Or you having to cut something off. It whatever it is, it's like whatever you built, I mean with the tower, it ended. And now it's kind of like you might, if I tell you something good's coming, you're probably gonna be like, yeah, when pigs walk. Right. Somebody might have fed you across a bowl, you know, with this Page of Cups. You know, they tell you what you want to hear. It sounds good. And you might have believed it. And you might be, you know, because this is the current position. The current position is the Six of Cups. That's like wistful thinking. That's thinking back in the past, back at whatever happened. Sometimes stuff happens and we stick in it. You know, it hurts so bad. But here's the Four of Wands. I feel like there could be some celebrating coming up for you, or some people might think you're happier or that you are celebrating. You know, sometimes that happens. People think we're doing more, that we're having more. But here's the Ten of Pentacles. And maybe I think you got that coming. The Ten of Pentacles, I love that card. That's like everything. That's having your relationship or marriage and children and money and success and happiness. And even the grandparents are over and they're happy. But look, it has the Five of Cups at the end. And it tells me that you're emotional, and you might be in an emotional place. Maybe you need to take time to get out of whatever you were in that you have this judgment about. And once you get out of that, then you can be ready for this Ten of Pentacles. What I would hate to see is everybody thinking you've got the 10 effect? Like, they think you got it, right? And you're sitting around feeling like crap, thinking, I'm going to just drink away my sorrows because it has been horrible and I'm not happy about any of it. And I sense this could be something that's happening. Okay, so let me, I don't know why my hand went and touched this sad behind music. I'm so sorry. It just is emphasizing the sadness of this reading, but let me just pull this out really quick. Okay. Now, you did have two pages. Is it something to do with children? I mean, or young people might be part of this. I'm going to turn this poor Queen of Pentacles upside, right side up, because Lord. And you had three major arcana. And it's really kind of telling in a way. It's like there is a judgment. Look at this. You got to take responsibility for that judgment with the Emperor there. You got to make some kind of decision. And then there's the Tower. And when I see that, it's almost like everything you built, everything you wanted, it kind of like fell apart. You know what I mean? And you're going to be most likely, I mean, with the judgment, it's the end. Like, this is the definitive end. You had the judgment and the Tower. Like, it's ending, whatever this is. Now, I don't know if it's because the Six of Cups was there. Maybe it already ended and you're thinking about it because it's Valentine's Day. And listen to the song. My hand chose this, but ain't this the perfect song for somebody who's missing somebody? Situation with you had a way. Like, it ain't happening right now, but you know, will you wait around till I'm ready, till I got my ish together? Because my ish ain't together right now. That Queen of Pentacles upside down. You just don't have the money, maybe. Take nobody out at Valentine's the way. Oh, Leos like to do it up, right? Leos like to really go all out. And so it might be you tried your best, but it might have been lacking because of finances. Look, on the bottom of the deck, Two of Pentacles. It's about money. You might be waiting for some money to come in or a decision about money. You're waiting on the money, I think. You got choices too to make about this money. Or something to do with your finances, maybe. Whatever the Tower is, you know, let whatever go that goes. I hope nobody broke up on Valentine's, Lord. Ugh. Nothing worse than either breaking up on, and a lot of people do break up on Valentine's. Why? Because the person that you're with has to choose who he's going to spend Valentine's with. And sometimes it ain't you. That's a good way to find out if you're a side piece. They ain't hide a hair near you on Valentine's. You're a side piece. I'm just keeping it real. If he ain't showed up on Valentine's, you're a side piece. As or she, somebody doing something. We going on the Virgo, by the way. The moment I say that, a bunch of cards turned over. Oh, look at that. Okay. But, and another card just kicked out, so I'm going to keep it. But I feel like, yeah. I'm talking about anybody. You know, whatever relationship you're in. They ain't showing up on dates like your birthday. Especially the holidays. That's how you know. They don't show up on like Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, Easter. They ain't around. Your birthday, sometimes they ain't even there because they trifling, they ain't got the money. But if they ain't there on Valentine's Day, they side piecing you. They two-timing you. or something's not right, right? That's not the way it's supposed to be. Even if you ain't got money, shoot, let's just Netflix then. You know what I'm saying? Just saying, that's a relationship. So this is what I got for Virgo. I'm sorry, I started preaching. Let's change this music too, because Leo, it got all into the let me cut it up for this. Leo. Let's put something on night for him. Let's see what I got here. Oh no, that's too much. I'm not gonna do that. Let me go here. So this is what we got for Virgo, okay? We got a 10 of Pentacles. You start out with the 10 of Pentacles, which is beautiful. It's like you're starting out with everything. And you know, the funny thing is, it's caught by the Knight of Swords. There might be some arguments. I'm not saying, you know, eventually you might have, oh, I feel like I'm down there. Okay, there we go, Virgo. So here's the thing. Like I said, you started with the Ten of Pentacles. It's crossed by the Knight of Swords. The great thing about the Ten of Pentacles, it's the happy, to me, it's the best card, because it starts you. You have everything. You have the house, the car, the dog, the commitment, the marriage, the children, if you're lucky, the grandparents, you've got it all. You know, the 401k, whatever, you're happy. And the Knight of Swords is always on a mission. It's usually on a mission for success. And maybe that's something that's going on. It's kind of like keeping a lookout for whatever. And you might even be keeping a lookout around what you have just to keep it protected. Because the Knight of Swords will come down with the swiftness with that sword. You know, it's the battle. It's ready to take action. It's moving fast. And it wants it to be fast. So you might have that going, something really good. But look. With the Nine of Cups, I sense some Virgos, your love is beautiful. Oh, gosh. The Ten of Pentacles and the Nine of Cups, beautiful. I mean, some of you might be thinking about traveling, you know, Two of Wands, wistful. You know, sometimes we have everything, but we always think about what we want to do and where we want to go and what we want to buy and how we want to do it different and how it would be if we had done this. That's what the Two of Wands is really doing. It's kind of doing that. But look, you also have the Six of Wands right after that. And the Six of Wands is success. That is a success card. So Virgos might be in the spotlight. Like you might be a star. Or you're taking on the position or role of the star. Or you've got the potential to become a star. I mean, it is the Six of Wands. And it's in that position that would lead you to possibly become a star. And you got the Eight of Swords next. Now, I feel like with the Eight of Swords sitting on that Six of Wands, what is that telling you? I'm going to tell you what it tells me. Some Virgos are holding themselves back from that being that star, from being on that stage, from having that spotlight, from being the icon that you know you're meant to be, Virgo. Some of you guys are great, but there's some things mentally that hold you back. Like you're telling yourself you're stuck when you're not stuck, that type of thing. So some Virgos might be going through that. There's a Ten of Cups next, and this is in the current position. I love that. You had the Ten of Pentacles. You started with the Ten of Pentacles, and in the current position, the Ten of Cups. Virgos, y'all chilling. We had a Taurus moon today. I think Virgos had a beautiful Valentine. I'm giving Virgo the most romantic so far. I think, who was the first one? Maybe Aries. I think Virgo, you might have won, because my gosh, I mean, starting with the Ten of Pentacles is like, I've got everything already. And the Ten of Cups is like, and I'm emotionally cool. Like, you've got it together. There's a Page of Cups right after that. Like, when picked by, or, and also, like, maybe you've got something in that made you feel extra good. You know what I mean? That's great. There's a Queen of Swords right after, which tells me, like, look, even if you heard BS, you would just cut that right off. You're not taking any. Queen of Swords is got, she's had it. She done been in the bad relationships. She done had the bad marriage, lost the children, whatever. She's done. She didn't want nothing to do with that. Here's the Four of Wands, and it's celebrating. My gosh, like I said, who wins? Virgo. What's on the bottom of the deck? Let me see. Seven of Swords. So it could be that there you got choices, you got things out. Some Virgos, y'all just got choices. Virgo wins. Virgo, you win. You win. I'm just saying, all these cards. And you know what the funny thing is? With all of the cards you got, you had no major arcana. It's like you have no rain, the rain on your parade. And you only had two tens. So anything that is been a problem is ending. Like it's ending sooner than expected. But yeah, that's it. You had no major arcana and nothing like that. Like I said, I'll just put up this picture. I think this picture says it all. That's so far, I'm giving it to Virgo because that's it. That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. Congratulations, Virgo, because you are the winner, okay? There is no doubt about that in my mind in the slightest bit. So I'm going to go on to the next line. Let's see who's going to out romance that 10 of Cups and 10 Pentacles and what was it, the Four of Wands, like partying. They're literally partying. I don't know what Virgos really did on Valentine's, but it seems like you're partying. That's what it looks beautiful. It really does. So let's see what we're telling Libra. Libra is usually known for their romantic styles and the romance and partnerships and things like that that permeate their life. And it starts right out. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see where we're going with this with Libra. Because I think I got a story to tell, and it might have something to do with what really happened. I'm letting the cards, they're starting to fly. Yes, they are. Let's see what we're seeing for Libra. If I feel like I want to do more, I will go to a 10 spread instead of a five. I said I was doing 10 spreads, and I'm already at an hour, and I did not mean to do all this. I did not mean to do that. But oh my goodness. So I think I'm probably going to end up over an hour, which I don't like doing. I just don't. I'm just picky like that. So especially on a StreamYard, because StreamYard gets weird when you're over an hour. It does. Some people might disagree, but I really think so. But okay, so this is what we got for Libra. Libra, it started out with the Hierophant. So some of y'all, I think, might even be getting a proposal. I think there was another sign I said might be getting engaged today. And you might be one of them, Libra. There's an Ace of Wands right after it, very creatively, too. I think some Libras got engaged today on Valentine's in a very creative way. And by the way, these readings are good for like the next month. I'm not just Valentine's Day, but I just wanted to do something romantic today. And we've got the Five of Cups right after that. Some of you guys might have the huge creativity because you ain't have nobody, so you were down in the Five of Cups. Some of y'all might have just been out drinking or just drinking at home. Here's the Wheel. I feel like, the wheel turns any which way. Let's hope it turns to relationships because here's the Two of Cups. That is the relationships card. And if you just look at it with the hands intertwined, Libra, Libras don't do well without a partnership. And there's the Six of Wands. You're going to be successful in that partnership with that relationship with the Hierophant. I'm telling you, some Libras might be getting engaged tonight. Also, we had the Knight of Swords running toward that fighting for what you want. So, Libras, I feel like some of y'all had to fight for what you want. Like, y'all fighting for this. You're fighting to keep it together. We got the Queen of Wands. You might be dealing with a Leo You might be dealing with an Aries, your opposite, or you might be dealing with a Sagittarius, but the Queen of Wands is also very well dressed, and she's also very friendly. And there's the High Priestess right after that. Yeah, using your intuition, Libra. Very friendly. It's a very friendly type of reading. And there's the Seven of Cups. You've got choices as well. I think maybe that's what it is. Maybe some, I had the Wheel of Fortune in here. Like some Libras, you might be playing the field. Like there's more than one. So you had to figure out how you were going to split that time up and hopefully not get caught. So that you could have, you know, your Valentine's Day and not have people, you know, think you're trifling for not showing up. That Libra does that. Libra, you know, they weigh the scales, but Libra lies. They don't like to hurt people's feelings. And I can see Libras going out to multiple people on Valentine's Day. They are that sign. That's what they do. And look, there's the Judgment on the bottom of the deck. So, you know, it's kind of like, that's it. That's whatever it is. It is what it is. And Libra, if you might went out there, like it's all creative, Ace of Wands. Oh my God, Libra. Did you have more than one Valentine? Was you playing people this year? My goodness. You had a couple of major arcana. You had a couple. You had the Hierophant, the Wheel, and the High Priestess. Look. Libra, I don't know why I got this vibe, but some of y'all, I feel like it's just taking a chance on and just spinning the wheel and like, let's do it. Let's do it. You know, Usher, I don't know what sign Usher is. Is he a Libra? He went to Vegas after the Grammys and got married just that night. Like, let's do it. It's a good night. Let's go. Now, they have been together for a while. But it's amazing, like when the mood hits, when that wheel hits the Hierophant like that, and the High Priestess like, bing, third eye, I got a good idea. Let's get married in Vegas. I could see some Libras doing that. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know if that is my rose romantic or not. That's just like spur of the moment. I got my spidey senses tells me this is what I'm doing on Valentine's Day. So maybe that's what it is for some Libra. And hopefully, you know, you'll feel that over the next month or whatever. Because I'm saying these readings are probably going to be for the next month, okay? Much love to you, Libra. Whatever you did or do, I hope you had fun, okay? Much love to you. Have a wonderful rest of February and even some March, okay? Okay. Much love. Well, let's do Scorpio. Let's do that. I'm almost at an hour. I'm praying this does not act up once I go over an hour. I will be so angry if it does that. That's what I don't want it to do. Like, that's what I don't want you to do. Like, please don't do that. Don't do that. I will be so mad. Okay, let's see what we're going to tell the sign of Scorpio. And I don't know why. This hair right over here, it just keeps messing up. Okay, let's see what we're going to tell the sign of Scorpio. I got my Venus in Scorpio, so I can't wait to see what it wants to tell Scorpio. I feel bad for keeping him. Certain cards are really just like showing up tonight. I'm noticing. It's really strange how that happened. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Can't believe this next card. It just slid out of my hand. Wow. I don't even want to see what's on the bottom of the deck. So this is a very interesting reading for Scorpio. And of course, it being Scorpio, it had to be all emotional. I don't know why, Scorpio. It starts out with the Hermit in reverse. You know, the funny thing is, when the Hermit is right side up, that usually is an indication of wisdom. Like, that's what they're doing. They're sitting around, they're getting wise, they're getting more details on what to do and how to do it and how to be wise. But when it is not doing the right thing, it is withdrawing from society. So some Scorpios might not have gone out at all. Maybe you stayed in. This feels like isolation, loneliness, forever seeking without healing, and feeling like a misfit. Now, I also feel like that some Scorpios did not have their special person, and that can make you feel really crappy. Like, if you're with somebody and that person does not show up on a day, I was just talking about that, right? Just jokingly. But if you have somebody and they're in your life and then it comes to a day like, you know, Valentine's Day, and they don't show up, and you don't know why. Like, they show up every other day, but on a day like Valentine's Day, where the F, you know, where are they? Why aren't they there? And you need them. So what's going on, right? And I feel like some Scorpios might be in that situation, or you might not have anybody. The next card was the Hangman, and it's also in reverse. And that's stagnation. Yeah, some Scorpios don't got nobody. Or the relationship has stagnated to the point where you guys don't even do things together on Valentine's. Or it could be self-sabotage, where literally you sabotage the relationship or what it was going on. Or it could be you're holding on to something or a relationship, it's not meant for you. And if you're being stubborn about it, you're not letting go, because the next card was the Ten of Pentacles in reverse. That is like having a happy family and happy children, and that is in reverse. That's like the happiest card, and that is in reverse. It's like it turned on you. That's chasing luxury. Maybe, okay, it's saying chasing luxury and status. I'm thinking, what if you got into an argument or something because someone is, yeah, negative energy around wealth and financial loss. Like, what if somebody didn't have any money, right? Or they were, they got you something, but it wasn't what you wanted, or they got you something tacky or cheap or anything. There could have been an argument over that, or, you know, you wanted to go somewhere fancy and they took you to somewhere that you don't think is fancy. Anything like that could have happened. That too. The next card is the King of Cups, and there you are, Scorpio. There you are. So you're feeling it. Like, you're emotional about it. You might even need to take time to heal about it. Four of Swords. You might be healing, because I see the Queen of Wands right after. You might have already started healing from this. But I feel like with the Two of Wands in the current position, this is telling me that you are hoping and wishing and dreaming of something better. Like, whatever is going on, you're not down with it. It doesn't feel exactly right. Like, it's not exactly what you wanted, what you thought of, what you dreamed of. Maybe you are planning something else with somebody else, or it's not ready yet, but you're planting it. It's growing. And I do believe you do have a good, beautiful relationship growing with this Two of Cups right here. You just might have to walk away from what's not working. Like, I feel like some Scorpios might be in a relationship that no matter what you put into it, it's always going to be the Ten of Pentacles in reverse. It's always going to not give you everything you want because it's not a relationship that's going to provide you with everything you want. Some relationships just can't do it because they're not the right person. And there's just a point when we've got to figure out that, oh yeah, that's just not my right person. I just think it's weird that there's a King of Cups, Scorpio, and a Queen of Wands here in this reading. And that's like a water sign going after this fire sign. And they always feel like the fire sign always feels like you put their fire out. They're never going to be completely attracted. They're going to be repelled a little. And it might be driving some Scorpios crazy. That might be happening. And you've got the two tens. I think two tens tell me that whatever's going on, it's going to be over soon. You got two twos. I think you can do well working together and working on something that has to do with money. And then you had two major arcana. You had the Hangman, it was in reverse, and you had the Hermit. Both the Hangman and Hermit tell me that you need to take time and wait. Wait it out, whatever it is. Meditate and pray on it too. Do some EFT tapping. Yeah, look, Three of Wands on the bottom. Be courageous. Don't give up, right? But you might have to do some prayer or meditating or something because it's just not the right time. It's not going the way you thought it would go. And sometimes we have to deal with that. So let's see what we're going to do. Tell the next sign. Let's see what we're going to tell the next sign. And the next sign is the sign of Capricorn. No, Sagittarius. Sagittarius. I had Capricorn on my mind because I'm a Capricorn. The next sign is Sagittarius. Let's see what we're going to tell Sagittarius. See what we got for Saggy. Let's see. Sagittarius. Okay. I can see that, Saggy. Okay. Sagittarius. All right. Sagittarius. Let's see what we're doing, Sag. Okay. Sagittarius. Okay. I was wondering if I was going to do a five spread, and these cards came out and told me, no, you're doing everything. She's got a message here. Sagittarius. Hey, card I haven't seen all night. Sagittarius. One more. Sagittarius. Oh, you got two more. So this is what I'm telling the sign. What happened to it? Oh, here it is. This is what I'm telling the sign of Sagittarius. Sagittarius. Okay, so the first card I got looks like some Sagittarius's you're starting out by healing. You know, sometimes we're not ready. You know what I mean? We're not ready. We have to heal. We have to get things in order. In this case, you got to get things in balance because it's crossed by the Justice card. That means some things might not be in balance, or it might just be that we reap what we sow. You might be dealing with the consequences of things that have happened earlier. So it's things are, it's like a check and balance system, and you might be dealing with that. I just feel like some Sagittariuses really need to rest up, get some rest, and get things in order. And also make a plan. Eight of Wands. I feel like once you make a plan, or if you had a plan in order, but I definitely once you make a definitive plan with the Eight of Wands of what it is that you want to do, you'll get on a fast track and get there so quickly. You might feel like, why aren't I on that fast track with the Five of Cups there? And maybe feeling a little down on yourself because you don't know why you're not getting what it is that you really believe you should get. You know, the Justice card is a reap what you sow card. So the more you put in, the more you get back. But if you haven't been putting anything decent in, you're not going to see anything decent coming back. Here's an Ace of Wands card. And I love that Ace of Wands card. That is victory when it comes to creativity. Maybe, you know, what are you creatively pursuing? What are you energetically pursuing? Whatever that is, that's where all that energy is. That's where all your luck and success is. And there's the world. There is success waiting for you, but you've got to be creative about going about it. And I think you're having a hard time doing that. Sagittarius, this is a nine of swords, and it is sitting in your current position. I feel like, look, your first card was a four of swords. You're in the current position is the nine of swords. This is somebody who is freaking miserable. This is someone who is sad. In your head, though, it's mental. It's mental. And it might be just fear. It could just be in your head. You're just imagining it. It's there. But I want you to have some hope. Hit yourself onto a star, Aquarius. I feel like this is actually a better time than you think it is, and you could miss it because you're so caught in your head on the things that aren't working that you're missing all the things that can. You got a Ten of Cups here. This is you getting your emotional fulfillment and being happy, most likely in a relationship. But you've got to really want that. And this is actually your judgment. I think that's what wants to come into you. You got so much that wants to come into you. You just got to get out of your head and believe it. And look, here was an extra card, and it was the Nine of Cups. That is you being successful in relationships, Sagittarius. On the bottom of the deck, the Empress. Oh, yes. She's pregnant with new ideas. You had the Ace of Wands and the Empress here. You know, that is amazing. That is so much creativity. Some of you might be getting pregnant, Sagittarius, too. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of creativity. You might just have these pregnant with ideas. Like, you've got so many ideas on what to do. And it's just that you haven't implemented them yet, but those ideas are there. And there's a lot of them. You've got a lot of ideas. You've got a lot of dreams. You've got things that you want to make happen. So I hope you really take the time to make some of these things happen, because I think some of these things actually want to happen. You had two nines, and I'm trying to remember two nines. That has a meaning. That does have a meaning. Oh, that's right. You're at the right place at the right time. It's being at the right place at the right time. And the Ace of Wands, being at the right place at the right time and being creative. And you know what? In that small reading, you had four major arcana. You had the Justice card, you had the World, the Star, and this Judgment. It's saying, look, we reap what we sow. So pursue greatness. With the World and the Star, pursue your dreams, pursue monetary wealth, pursue what makes you excited, and that will be it. The judgment is that you will get it. But you've got to creatively go after what it is you want. And I think with the Empress on the bottom of the deck, that's so much creativity. It's beautiful. So, Sagittarius, congratulations. I'm not sure if that's the most romantic, but it's definitely the best about you being creative about getting what you want. And I think you've got romance coming your way with the Nine of Cups and the Ten of Cups in that reading. I think you've got romance coming. You just got to be ready for it and get healed. And you might have to heal from something else. Like, what if you were in a bad relationship and you're still healing from that? Like, it was bad. That could be what's going on for some Sagittarius. But it doesn't mean you don't have creative ways to pursue what you want in the future. You're just in a place of healing and getting yourself back to your center now. And sometimes we have to do that. I've been separated for 5 years. No, 6 years. 6 years. And that is what it is. I don't want to go back to that, but I haven't found exactly what I'm looking for yet. Like, no one swept me off my feet yet. You know what I mean? Yeah. That type of thing. So we're doing the next sign, which is my sign. It's the sign I've been waiting to get to. And it is the sign of Capricorn. And I can't believe That card came out as the first card because of what I was just talking about. And I am a double Capricorn, which is a Capricorn with Capricorn rising. I just got a bunch of cards and I'm taking them. This one more. Oh, and it came right out. I got two more. So I got a definite message for Capricorns here. I feel like I influenced this, but there was a couple extra cards, so that's fine. Because right away, Six of Cups, it was about thinking back on the past. And I was just talking about it's been 6 years, and so I was reminiscing. And I feel like a lot of Capricorns are reminiscing. I feel like that's what's going on here, is that there are some Capricorns that are either reminiscing on their past relationship or maybe keeping themselves from being in a new relationship because they're still so focused on their last relationship. And some Capricorns might feel like they're stuck and they can't move from that relationship. But I'm telling you, you are not stuck. There is the Nine of Wands here. That is like make a plan, get some fire under your butt, and get moving, because you can bring the passion, you can bring the fire, you can bring the action to make things go. And the Magician is next. And you're the first card that got the Magician all night long, Capricorn. This is the first time I've seen the Magician. And I'm telling you right now, that is telling me you've got all the tools you need to have exactly what you want. Like, I don't know what it is you want, Capricorn. I'm sure you don't want whatever past that you had that hurt, right? You want something that's not going to hurt, whatever it is that you're trying to get to. But you've got all the tools you need to get to this next place. Just know that you've got the Empress next. You're pregnant with these new ideas, these new goals and dreams and creativity and things that you want to do. You've got so much of that. Here's the Four of Pentacles. I feel like some Capricorns are holding on to everything they got for your life. I mean everything. I'm not just talking money. I'm talking about your emotional resources. And maybe you haven't been in any relationships. You haven't dated anybody. You're not trying to date anybody. You're trying to emotionally preserve your energy, I think. That's what it feels like. I feel like some Capricorns are stuck in the past, and but they're preserving that love, that energy. They're not giving it out willy-nilly. And how Capricorn is that? Capricorns are so, you know, they're so responsible, and they're not the type to just, they're also very cautious. So that could be it. I feel like some Capricorns, the current position, the Two of Wands. Some of you are dreaming about this relationship, this love. You wish that you were out on Valentine's Day. You wish that there was something that, you know, you were traveling and doing stuff with somebody, but you might not really be doing it. There's a Queen of Wands here, next. And I feel like maybe you might be giving off the image that you're happy to other people, but some Capricorns may not be in that place. I feel like you're getting there. I feel like there's a Leo too. We had the Queen of Wands and the Strength card, both Leo cards. I feel like that is about you building up your passion. Building up, you know, sometimes we lose that passion and that lust. And maybe that's what you're looking for. You're looking for someone to bring you that passion and that lust. So hopefully you'll get that. You know, maybe you're working on something. Maybe some Capricorns, you're working so hard, you're missing out on the passion. That might be part of it. But I feel like with the Eight of Pentacles in that last position there, I just feel like you might just be burying yourself in your work. And there was an extra card, and it was the Three of Swords. And I took that to be with this. And I feel like some Capricorns, and it's so Capricorn, right? This tells a story. I just feel like you got burnt in your last relationship, however long ago it was. You need to build up your passion and get that fire back, but you kind of let it go. I mean, you forgot you're the Magician. You can bring any of that passion and fire back, by the way. You just got to be creative. And when I feel like you're just holding on with all the energy that you have, you're not giving it out willy-nilly. You want the right person to come. So you're really just kind of concentrating on work and building up your pentacles. You're not really spending time on all the passion and the lust and the love and the romance and stuff like a lot of people are doing. You've been hurt. You know, that Three of Swords, that hurts. You that is that last part is that Three of Swords. And it wanted me to know that the reason a lot of Capricorns are thinking about the past is because they got burnt. The reason they're holding on to their money and their love and their passion and everything is because they got burnt. They got hurt. They got stumped on and they don't want that no more. Capricorns are very protective, but look. Oh my God, you might just win most romantic of the night. We got the Two of Cups on the bottom of the deck after everything you've been through. After the broken heart, the bad relationship, you're holding on to your heart and your money and you've given up. I'm like, there's this relationship that wants to come in. It is there. It is budding. It wants to be a part of your life. So the question, Capricorn, is, are you going to let this love that wants to come to you? You had the Strength card. You had the Queen of Wands. I mean, this love wants to come to you for real. And it's like, do you want to let it in? And if it comes, are you going to open the door? That's the question. Because I don't know, the Capricorn, if you're going to open the door. I mean, with this, the Queen of Wands is the only face card. So I'm thinking, okay, be happy, be generous, be nice, be kind, open the door. But I feel like some Capricorns, you're so driven right now. Your mind is on the money and your mind is on education and getting ahead. And your mind is on, you know, my mind on my money and my money on my mind. And it's about your drive and your willpower and your ambition. You're really into that. Capricorn, and you know, with Aquarius in the second house of money, I understand why some Capricorns are driven. But let's talk about the three major arcana you got, Capricorn. You got the Magician, the Empress, and the Strength card. Okay, the Magician tells me you got everything you need. You got this. Like, I don't know if you know that I know that you got this, but you got this. You got this, and then there's the Empress. So you're creative about getting it too. And you got the Strength card and you're passionate. And you're strong. Ain't nobody beating you with the Magician and the Empress and the Strength card. This is almost an unbeatable combination. You are going to win. It's about you winning. It's about you being a magician and coming up from the ashes and just with some creative new idea or something. That's just going to be fabulous. Okay, Capricorn. I am so happy Capricorn's finally got a good reading. I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you for that great reading for Capricorn. So, you guys, I have done my little romance readings. You know, I did these on Valentine's Day. I don't know if these apply to actually Valentine's Day or if these will kind of, you know, the way things are for you over the next month. But I did these readings on Valentine's Day, so this might have affected you actually on Valentine's Day. So I hope that that is the case. And if not, may whatever goodness, especially Capricorns, I hope this actually comes to play over the next 30 days, because wow, I would love to have that beautiful, happy, romantic relationship, right? Anyway, this has been my pleasure. Let's put on some party music because everybody knows I like to party, and we're going to do that. Let's see what this is. I think this is a party song. Let's do it. Let's cut it up. Let's cut it up. Hold on. Give me a second. Wait. It starts coming. I think the party song. Go ahead, another song. There's another song. This one. I don't think it's the song I wanted to hear. I want to hear a good morning song. Oh, wait, this one. No, that's the same one. I don't want that one either. You know, I mean, I want a good party song. No, let's see. Let's see. Here we go. Hey. Okay, I don't know. It's not a good beginning, but I don't know if I like the rest of it. I just go around and play with it. It got a little weird at that part. Oh, I love this one. I love this song. I played this song before. But, you know, it's kind of big party. Let me see what's this song. I like this song. It's a good song for Valentine's Day and romance. I want to put your hands all over my body. I'm a fresh old lady. I love it. Okay. Thank you so much if you've been here playing with me and having fun and listening to these astrology readings. This has been Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, A Look Inside. Astrology, A Look Inside. And if you have not been to Astrology, A Look Inside, you can go there. You know, I just put a sale there. And you know what? I'm going to take that off. That one, yeah. Anyway, here we go. There's the website. Go and visit Astrology, A Look Inside. I need to update the website. I always tell people, keep going and visiting because you never know when I'm going to actually update the website. And I'll shock you all. You watch. It's going to be completely different when I do it. It's coming. I want you to know it's going to happen. Okay. All right. Anyway, this has been Adrienne Capricorn Tigers of Astrology A Look Inside. And be sure to find me on TikTok at Astrology A Look Inside and Instagram at Astrology A Look Inside and Facebook at Astrology A Look Inside. Just look everywhere for Astrology Look Inside, okay? Much love to you. Bye. Party. Hey. Have a great month, everybody. Happy February, everybody. And happy Year of the Dragon.